As my people, I have called you out of this world, and with my hand I have drawn you into myself. But as my people, this calling that I placed upon your life is to cause you to come to that place where you will know the presence of the living God in your midst, right in your hearts and minds. The place of my calling is a place where you can walk upon the high places of this earth, knowing that you are no longer burdened down by the things of this world. The things of this world will not hold you back. The things of your flesh will no longer be a hindrance to you. But for this to happen, says the Lord, I'm looking for the people that's pouring themselves. I'm looking for the people of heart that are saying, I'm contrite. Not just say it, but be meaningful in your hearts and lives. I have said, I'm looking for him, the man, the woman, who's poor, who has a contrite heart, who trembles at my word. For in this person is where I can place my presence. I'm desiring with a desire that is burning in my hearts to be able to manifest myself amongst my people. But there are many lives who will not conform to the will of the Spirit of God that is causing and calling out to bring repentance into hearts and lives. Repentance is a word that have gone missing in my body. But the spirit of repentance is alive. And when the spirit of repentance draws you, then you have to leave everything aside, turn around and come back to me. I am calling you with a high calling. I am calling you with a holy calling. And I am calling you to submit yourselves and bring yourselves back into that place where you will know that you can do nothing without me. You need my word. You need my spirit. You need the anointing, because you will never ever be able to do what I have planned and purposed for your life by the hand of the flesh. How many times I've said it's not by your might. It's not going to be by your power. How many times have I said it's got to be by my spirit? How many times have I said unto you, be strong in the Lord. Not in the power of your might, but be strong in the Lord and in the power of my spirit. I have a purpose. I have a call. I have a desire. And there is an anointing in which I desire to pour out upon you. But your hearts and lives must be right before me, and your hearts and lives must be right with each other. When I poured out my spirit, when the anointing came down upon those who were gathered, they were as one. And I'm desiring once again that as my people become one with each other, one in me, there I will place and there I will pour out my anointing. For my desire is in these end days that the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon a people who are united in one purpose, united in my lordship, and united in my word, and united in my purpose, says the Lord. Hallelujah.